Opening statements are expected to begin today in Houston in the first criminal case to come out of the Enron collapse. The government charges accounting firm Arthur Andersen with obstruction of justice. Yesterday in Phoenix, Andersen attorneys settled a separate case. The firm was charged with negligence in its accounting practices with the Baptist Foundation of Arizona. The BFA went bankrupt 3 years ago. Investors lost hundreds of millions of dollars. From member station KJZZ, Mark Moran reports.
The Baptist Foundation of Arizona was created in 1948 to raise money for Southern Baptist causes. It went largely unnoticed by regulators until 13,000 mostly elderly investors lost more than $570 million when the BFA went bankrupt. Jim and Faye Brennan of Rockland, California, lost 80% of their savings.
$423,000, and that's not including interest that could have gathered over the past 2 years.
Yesterday, in only the sixth day of a trial that was supposed to last 3 months, the two sides reached an agreement. Sean Coffey is an attorney for the investors.
This settlement, if fully funded, will provide the investors with over 50% recovery of the shortfall caused by the fraud.
While it's certainly not everything they invested, after a three-year roller coaster ride, half a loaf sounds pretty good to the Brennans.
It certainly isn't a good situation, but it's much better than we anticipated, because I didn't think that this thing had a snowball's chance.
The BFA got in trouble in the 1990s when representatives solicited money from churchgoers, often during services, telling the congregation their money would fetch double-digit returns while being used for worthy purposes. Faye Brennan remembers feeling confident that her money would be well taken care of.
We checked it out, and they had been in business 50 years without a bubble. And yes, we liked what they did with the money. That money was being used for good purposes.
At least we thought it was.
That's what we thought.
Instead, investigators say the BFA put the money into more than 100 high-risk real estate projects and eventually began using donations to cover its bad investments. The BFA created more than 120 corporations off the books to which it transferred assets at inflated prices, then sent out misleading financial statements to investors. Arthur Andersen gave the foundation clean audits.
Should Andersen have caught this? Clearly.
Jim Cross is a Phoenix-based attorney who specializes in corporate bankruptcy. He says shady accounting for the BFA should have raised red flags, and uncovering it sooner could have helped head off the Enron case.
Why the need for 122 entities in an entity that essentially provides financing for charitable and religious purposes?
While it agreed to pay investors for half of their losses, Arthur Andersen maintains it is not solely responsible. In fact, five officials from the Baptist Foundation have been indicted on fraud and racketeering charges. Ed Novak is a lawyer for Andersen.
I think we've proven in this courtroom that there was a conspiracy of silence at BFA that prevented Andersen from learning the facts necessary to change the financial statements of the client of BFA.
Then why settle?
You know, when the, there's lots of practical reasons for doing that. Get this behind us, move on. This is a good, fair settlement for everybody.
Andersen and the BFA struck a similar deal in March, but it fell apart after the accounting firm was indicted in the Enron case and its insurance company reneged. With the BFA case settled, Andersen can devote more resources to the Enron trial in Houston, which continues today. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.